Before we get started, let's talk about the layout of this song. We have a short two-measure intro, and then we have a first verse, and then we have a second verse that is very similar to the first verse, but it's in a different key, and there are some very slight modifications to the melody. Then we have a third verse, which is also in a different key. Then we have an interlude, which looks like it's about 8 measures long, and then a fourth verse, which then takes us into the ending. The interlude and fourth verse are also in different keys. So what happens is we have a simple melody that we basically build complexity with by changing keys, changing the arrangement just a little bit, a short little interlude to kind of break things up, and then back to our main theme again. You'll find this arrangement more typical in movie themes than you will in songs that are sung. Songs that are sung usually have a real definite verse, chorus, and bridge type layout, whereas movie themes are a real strong motif theme that gets repeated a lot, and to build complexity and to keep it from getting boring, they change keys or add more instruments or change the melody just a little bit. That's what we're seeing here in this particular song. Well, let's start learning it. Here are the first 2 measures that make up the intro. For this, I'm starting with the left hand, second finger on the G below middle C. I'm going to hit this, then hold down the sustain pedal. I will follow that with the D above it, which should be the D above middle C with my first, back to the B flat below that with the second, and then down to the D below that with the fifth. Then back up to the D right above middle C with my first, and then back to the B flat under my second. Then I'm back to the G below middle C with my second, the D above that with my first, the B flat below that with my second, the D below that with my fifth, and then the D right above middle C with my first. After that, my right hand will come in and play that same D with the first finger. And then left hand follow that with the B flat below middle C with your second. So you can see the left hand is keeping an arpeggio pattern off of this G minor chord. It's only near the end there where the right hand comes in and picks up the D right above middle C for the melody that will lead us into the first verse. This first verse is in the key of F, meaning it has one flat. All the Bs are expected to be flatted in this song, and we are starting off with that G minor arpeggio chord. And we're playing it as an arpeggio. That is the intro. Now let's take a look at the first verse. This first verse is right at 11 measures long, and it moves in and out of 6/8 time and 9/8 time. 6/8 time has kind of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 feel to it. It's not quite like 6/4, which is more like of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. With 6/8, you get kind of a little lift on the 1 and the 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's like 2 measures of 3 quickly put together. Of course, 9/8 time would have the same feel, except you would have more beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. A real famous song that's a 9/8 time is Blessed Assurance. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 9/8 time. And as I said, this song moves in and out of 6/8 and 9/8, especially in the verses. So when we look at this, keep in mind that you will have that going on. So one measure might be shorter than the other. And don't think there's something wrong with the counting or that you're doing something wrong. Just keep that in mind. So, we have 11 measures in this first verse. Let's take a look at the first 2 measures. The first 2 measures are a measure of 6/8 followed by a measure of 9/8. And here is what they sound like. Let's learn just the left-hand part first. It uses a lot of the same things we used in the intro. We'll have the third finger playing the G below middle C, then up to the D above that with the first, the B-flat below that with the second, then reach down to the D below that with the fifth. After this, though, we need to go up to middle C, and for this, we need to use our first finger. Then play the B-flat below that with the second. That's the first measure that has six beats. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Measure two, we'll start off with the A below middle C, which should be right below the B-flat you just played. Use your third finger for that. Then the D above that with the first. Then we come back to the A again, but this time with our second. That way we can play the F below that with our third. Back to the A above that with the second. And then the D below that with the fifth. Next, we have the F above that with the third, A above that with the second, D above that with the first. And that should be the D right above middle C. So in this second measure that gets nine beats, we have the notes A, D, A, F, A, D, F, A, D. And that is the left hand for the first two measures. Now let's take a look at what the right hand does and then put them together. The right hand part to the first two measures of the first verse sound like this. For this we have the D two above middle C with our fifth. We will follow that with a C right below that, but I want you to use your second finger to play that. Then go back up to the D you just played with your third, and then the E above that with your fourth. Then we'll play D, E, F, using the D that you just played with your third, followed by the E above that with your fourth, and then the F above that with your fifth. Come back down to the E, and then down to the D. So that gives us D, C, D, E, D, E, F, E, D. Now let's put the two hands together.